This is the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Front Bar Brownless.
Oh, so I nestle in at 9.05. I actually caught a bit of the show before, Big Brother. My goodness. Yep, I said I'm 42 during the week. Yeah. I felt every year of it, host, when I saw about a minute and a half of Big Brother. What is that? Anyway.
It's changed.
Then we got onto the front bar, and that's magnificent, of course. And there was the a bit of housekeeping until our man came on, and I thought, here he comes.
Hell fat.
He came bouncing out of the white T-shirt. I should have had a word to you about what you were wearing.
I was looking younger, Jim.
Well, that didn't do you a hell of a lot of favours. And then you said, well, COVID hasn't been good to me. And Hose, I just looked at him and said, he hasn't changed for the 7 years that you know he and I have been doing, well, longer, 10 years.
Yeah.
But I liked it, fat, and I liked you've always got to get off to a good start.
Mm.
You've always got to get a little crispy away. Ooh. So that everyone settles and thinks this is going all right. And you were asked about going to 7 for the first time.
We wanted to have you on for so long, but we had to wait till you got sacked by the Channel 9 footy show. So we knew it wouldn't be too long. You know what I mean? But it's so great to finally get you here. You are one of the first guests we ever on our big board.
You ever been to 7 before, Bill?
No, I never. I walked in here and I see all the great faces up there and even Tim Watson and blokes like that. So.
Well, I did, Jim, because I was bloody nervous, to be honest.
You were nervous. Well, I saw that.
Yeah, you would have known. People who know me would know that because I was trying to act calm and casual. But I've been at Channel 9 for 23 or 4 years. Oh, yes. First time ever walked in the doors there at 7.
Yep.
So a bit nervous, to be honest. And then also it had to be good because people were saying, oh, you're on the front bar, make sure it's good, you've got to be funny. Yeah. So you do get it. Anyway, I walked in there and I did see all the great, like there's the Duke there and there's Brian.
Bristol, thank you, Brian.
Are you up there, Jim?
No.
I didn't think I saw you.
No.
Why?
No, I'm in another category, fat. Oh, right. Now, I loved this because they got some vision from Footy Park of you kicking a big torp, big barrel in a pre-season game, but then they asked you how you did it.
Your technique when kicking a torp, because it's a lost art, Billy.
Yeah, it is. Just hold it like that and kick it.
Can you
dumb
it down for our audience? You're getting a bit technical on us.
I never got asked to go into coaching, Jim. I wonder why.
Just hold it like that and kick it.
Well, what would you say?
Jim? Well, maybe there's another part to that. You're the barrel kicker.
Yeah.
But just hold it like that and kick it probably needs a bit more than that, doesn't it?
No. When we were kids, we just held it like that and kicked it, Jim. And it went well. But that was one of bits of vision that I had never seen before. Had no idea. Footy Park wasn't a bad kick, actually.
I've always said this. You were an exceptional kick of a footy. There's never been any question of that. And then we got to, Hose, he's bored us senseless with the year he played centre half back and then, you know, what happened at the Brownlow. And we're on the Saturday rub, we've all had enough of it. But, of course, this was a new audience, so they heard about it again.
Lapped it up.
Malcolm Blight put me at centre half back and I played there, I reckon, for most of the year. Did all right in the Brownlow. You got a researcher there? Have you done that? You asked
him every other question.
You came sixth in the Brownlow that year.
What?
So it did.
You came sixth in the Brownlow.
I didn't get invited. I was on Hamlet and Isle. And you don't get the Herald Sun for 2 days. So I didn't know I went so well for 2 days.
Oh, yes, Jim, you've heard
there
that
there we are. Just a little crisp one.
Exactly.
You went back to your kit bag for one there, didn't you?
I had to.
That was a bit of a safety one there for you.
Yes, exactly.
But I liked Pangy. You know how much I love Pangy anyway. But I loved him picking up on something that I had at home, and that is, did you and Birrarung Ma share a house at some stage? You may as well have given yourself a combined dry routing, the two of you.
Who?
You and Murray all over each other.
Well, were you calling him some sort
radar,
of special
radar,
name?
Radar.
Which is off MASH, I think it is.
Oh,
but
okay.
I work with Andy Marr, myself and Andy Marr, and Tim Watson, Jim, back in the day, Breakfast Radio, for 3 years. So I've
3 years?
I've known Andy Marr for a long time, and he's a good boy.
It was a love in there for a while.
Hey, speaking of that, did you see that vision when I played on the duck?
Oh,
no.
His hair.
I didn't see that.
That's another bit of vision I hadn't seen. I took him to the cleaners.
No, I didn't. Funnily enough, I didn't see
that.
Didn't you
see that, though?
No. I missed that bit, host.
Where I just got rid of him a couple of times and took some marks and ran off him and got the 3 Brownlow votes. So Saturday rub, Jim. We might have to just...
I'd leave the Saturday rub to us, because I think there's already some craft going around there. But what I did laugh, and obviously we've got it, I don't want it played, Hose, of when I was asked about Otis Gibson bowling in the nets at the Wacker. When you are interviewed as a young person, whether it's cricket, footy, tennis, it is so embarrassing. And when your stupid head popped up, when you'd been down there for like a minute and a half with a high-pitched voice and no idea what you were saying...
Yeah.
Not much has changed.
No, I was thrilled. I was thrilled, Jim. Mate, that's when I'd forgotten that. There's another thing. I played about six games and all of a sudden I was invited to the Victorian State squad, Jim.
What the hell?
I know, that is spot on. I don't know what I was doing there, to be honest. But I remember running out and there was Simon Madden, Robbie Flower, Dermy, Jared Healy, Greg Williams, all these bloody superstars.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in this Victorian Guernsey, and they would have been going, who's this bloke? Like, feeding
him. But cool, you're from New South Wales anyway.
Exactly, New South Wales boy, Jim. And then I got it. And then, that's right, me and Michael Roach were added to the squad. Like, Michael Roach is a superstar.
So what were you doing?
I think Teddy Whitten might have helped me, the great late Teddy Whitten.
Got you in there.
He used to call the games down there at K-Rock. And so I think he helped me a fair bit there. Yeah. But and then I got interviewed and all I could say was, yeah, I'm thrilled. There, thank you. I'm just thrilled to be
here. It's the twang that you both had too, this real country kind of twang. It's just
don't put
bizarre.
Me into that, Hose. No, you're talking about fat.
But you speak a lot better nowadays than you did in
that game. I think we all do because your pills haven't dropped at that age.
Mine hadn't, for sure.
Someone's grabbing hold of the bloody things. And then, of course, we did the, you know, we went into the political arena. And there was, Bill, you did very well. I'd love to say you didn't do well, but you did. You did very well.
Yep.
And what I found interesting, I was talking to Hose about it off air before, is I'm getting texts from people going, oh, bloody hell, Bill, how well is he going on the front bar? I'm like, how are you surprised by that? He's actually been bloody good on television for 20 plus years. So they shouldn't have been surprised. You did a very good job.
And if anyone missed it, you can go to the 7 Plus app, either on your telly or on your phone or however you get it, and go to sport and then search front bar so you can see the episode.
But well done to Adam Rowe, who's the producer there, and I've known him over the years, Jim. He did it really well. I spoke to him a lot. But all the researchers in there, because that library that you have in there at 7, it must be unbelievable, Jim, because to see some of that vision, and I've seen a lot of vision, and you get sick of it, as you know, but... See, that new stuff was unbelievable. Also, the boys on the show, as you know, Pang's a good man. Mick, we all know Mick. We love Mick. And I like Radar. But how many shows can you stand there, tell stories about yourself and have a beer? There's not many shows you can do that.
Well, so. And the other thing I thought watching it is it's so rare in 2022 that there's a live television show where someone gets interviewed.
Yeah.
Unless it's about bloody politics, which bores the crap out of all of us. Yeah. But this is an entertainment show about footy where someone actually gets asked questions. It's refreshing that it's still happening. Exactly. I loved it.
And one more thing, and for those out there, number one rule, and you know this, Jimmy boy, is you've got to take the piss out of yourself. You've got to do that.
Well, you've got no alternative.
Well, I have, Jim. I could speak about my great games.
I don't reckon.
1991.
None of that would work.
I've had some very good feedback. Mike Sheehan, of course, who's a king.
Oh, the Godfather.
I got a lovely note from Shirley Costa, the wife of the late Frank Costa, who was sad, and she said she watched me and made her happy. You get things. Lady pulled me up in the street today. I never met her, and she said... She said, I loved your energy. We were great on the show. But when people come up and do that, you actually feel good. So I'm going to have a beer.
All right, that's enough blowing wind up your ass, Fat. Yeah, we'll get on to Brag Artist next, where I get the feeling you're going to go again.
Oh, no.